Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like to put my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Light on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
In the scope of the universe, how is that? What? How does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
To the 2G Show, August 15th, 2015. We're glad you joined us here on the Block Talk radio station. This is MG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show by the capable and funny GG. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right, so we're glad you took a little bit of your day to join us here on a Saturday afternoon, or maybe it's a Saturday evening, or maybe it's Sunday morning, depending upon where you're listening to us. We're all over the world. And you can find us on the computer by going to blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. It's the number 2, like the numeric number 2, 2Gs. You can also call 619-393-6728. That's your call into the show. And you can listen, and if you're brave enough, you can also get on the show. Yes, you could be on the 2G Show by just hitting the 1 button, and that will get you on. All right, we took care of business. Let's move along here, brother. What's going on? I know we had usually you do the obituaries, and I'll let you do that, but there was a big one this last for our team, and I'll let you get into that.
Yeah, you know, we're Giants fans, big Giant fans, and even though we didn't really see this gentleman play football, we know what he means to the New York Giants and the pro football. He got them, no one really knew football. They didn't really pay attention to it. And then, of course, from 1956 and on through the 60s, he was instrumental in putting pro football on the map. Of course, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the great Frank Gifford. Says a little thing on his life. And I'll do the short. Technical difficulties.
The death of a football and broadcasting legend. The family of Frank Gifford says he died at his home in Connecticut of natural causes. He was 84 years old. Gifford was born in Santa Monica, California, and became an All-American halfback at USC.
For an impossible catch by Frank Gifford.
After he was drafted, he became an 8-time Pro Bowler at 3 different positions, both on offense and defense. He spent his entire career with the New York Giants and was named the league MVP after leading his team to a championship in 1956. When his playing career was over, he became a sports broadcaster, first with CBS and then with ABC on Monday Night Football until 1997. Over the years, he also had some success in Hollywood, mostly cameos playing himself. After two failed marriages, in 1986, he married Kathy Lee Gifford, a current NBC Today Show co-host. The family statement in part said, "We rejoice in the extraordinary life he was privileged to live, and we feel grateful and blessed to have been loved by such an amazing human being." In addition to Kathy Lee, Gifford is survived by five children and five grandchildren.
Hey, brother.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a little technical difficulties.
Oh, yeah.
My production company was supposed to set it up, and they didn't do it properly. So there's the shorter version of it. You know, as you say, that Frank Gifford, one of the truly great giants. I mean, Mickey Mantle was the host of the towns in the 50s and 60s, but Frank Gifford was right up there with him. And then, of course, most people know him as the announcer for the Monday Night Football with Howard Cosell and Don Meredith. I mean, he was like the straight man between those two clowns, surely going to be missed. Of course, he's also was married, as I said, to Kathy Lee there, and he'll surely be missed. I mean, he was a great giant broadcaster and, of course, a Hall of Famer.
Yes, brother. Again, I was way too young. But, as a Giants fan, I do follow the history of the Giants. And you're right. That's not just a Giant legend. It's a football legend. I think he's in the Hall of Fame in the 1970s, I believe he got in. And like you said, I remember him a lot on the Monday Night Football as a kid growing up. Howard Cosell. Yeah, and Dandy Don. A legend. And our condolences go out. And talking about the technical difficulties, we just want to make people aware. Our studios are located in Southwest Florida, and we have, we don't have a budget. We have lightning and thunderstorms, and right now it's pretty good, but if anything happens, we go out, it could be that, we got hit with something. So just let people know about that. Brother, real quick, I don't know if this ever happened to you. I was in my home the other day, and I'm watching TV and I get a call come through. I don't use my Comcast phone. I just get it because they give me cheaper rates if I take the phone. I don't use it. I get a call coming through from Michael Grasso with the Comcast number. How is that possible? What's wrong with Comcast? Let's go. You've been calling on the Comcast line. I guess things have been going smooth for you, but it's weird.
I know. How does the phone ring when it's your phone? How does it ring in the house? I don't know that. How is that possible? It's like that movie, right? Remember that movie?
Yes. Stranger in the House.
Stranger in the House or something? I don't know. Something like that? Or
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, let me tell you something about Comcast. I looked at my bill and I almost fell up. I mean, every week it's been going up $20. I mean, I looked at it. There's no way. I mean, the Donald Trump couldn't pay my cable bill. That's how high the freaking thing is. Not even Donald Trump. To pay my bill. So I called them up, and I go, first of all, the guy I got, it's been said over and over again that the people you talk to, you can't understand them. But anyway, so I said, listen, I can't take this bill no more. What can you do for me? The guy, give me your phone number, blah, 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 this and that, blah, 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 blah. And give me your email. I says, all right, here's my email, P-E-N. And he goes, okay, that's a P-N. No, and I said, no. No, P and Peter, P-E, ear, Peter ear. He goes, okay. I said, P-E-N-N. Okay, you got P-N. No, not P-N. You're missing the E, I told him. You're missing the E. You got to put the E in before the N. Okay, P-N. No.
Jeez.
The P goes first. Give me the P-E-N-N. Okay, that's a B. No, not B. I just told you P. I said, forget about it.
Unbelievable.
About 5-6 minutes trying to give him my email address, first of all. I'm steaming anyway now. I don't got no time for this. My life is very important. You know what I mean? Okay, well, anyway.
Of course.
I go, I got to change my bill. What can you do for me? Oh, let me say, because I tell you what I can do for you. I tell you what I can do. I drop your bill $20, and I add a year. I said, what do you think you're talking to, an idiot?
Ridiculous.
$20? You just raised me 40. You're gaining 20, I told him.
Yeah, I did.
You gotta be kidding me. So I got so fed up that he goes, I'll send you to the customer who could ever reduce your price division, whatever. I get on there, and she goes, what's your name? Give him my name. She goes, you're not on the account. I said, what do you mean I'm not on the account? Now, you got to understand, when I set the account up, Jason was here also. So we're kind of, Jason's
right.
on it, and I'm on it. Been like that for years.
Right.
You know, I've been calling Comcast for 8 years, right?
Right.
Never had
yeah.
a problem. Never had a problem
not
calling
like
him. Always had a problem. But anyway, I call him, and he goes, you're not on the account. I said, what do you mean I'm not on the account? I go, look that up. I says, I've been calling for the last 8 years. She goes, no, Jason's been calling. I said, no, I've been calling. I said, once again, incompetence rules in this company. Incompetence. I said, so I'll tell you. She goes, well, you know, you're locked in for the 2 years, and you got the 6 months, whatever. She goes, yeah, you're locked in. I said, could you let me know when the I can end this thing, when it ends? Because I'm sorry, I can't tell you. Your name is not Jason. I go, you got to be kidding. Look at all the calls. It's from me. She goes, no, it's from Jason. I said, listen, incompetence, forget about it. I hung up. So I decided, you know, I got to do something. I went down today with Jason. We went down to the cable company here. And finally, I got some money. It was decent. And
they
did
looked
up
down there.
You know, I should have done this way. But, you know, forget about the phone
yeah.
because they just want to get you off.
I told you.
Scale,
yeah,
you know what I mean? They don't
down,
see you.
Yeah,
you're not
I know.
Safe. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's no accountability with those people. So
I agree.
I went down. I kind of lose all my shows that I got, but some of them I wasn't even going to watch anyway. If I get behind like 6-7 weeks, I'm done with it anyway. And
yeah.
I got the new, they switched me to the new Xfinity One.
Oh, yeah,
the
voice activated.
The voice activation.
Yeah.
And when I went on there and I said,
you
know, give me AMC. And the thing said, sorry, your name is not Jason. We can't change it. Even the TV told me, your name is not Jason. We can't change it. You can't change the channel.
Let's talk about that. Yeah, it's talking about. Did you did that today? So has it worked? I mean, did your voice activate? Is it working? Is it good?
Good. I got everything hooked up. We came back home. We hooked everything up. You know, it took us a little while to get it hooked up. And nothing's really easy. You know, call the 800 number, whatever it is, and activate your thing.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a while. So I got everything, but I'm not sure how to use it. I don't know where the activation, where the voice thing is.
Yeah.
We had close connection on. I couldn't get that off. I mean, it was. You know, I got some Japanese station. I mean, you know, I don't know what I was doing. So I guess after the show here, I'll fool around with it and see how you do it. You know, I don't know how to record and all that stuff. So, but I would have really got it out of, you know, Comcast and went to Hulu. Paid a Hulu for $7 and whatever they gave me, I gave me. I was so disgusted with the. So they gave me a good deal. Finally, cut the bill down. And what's funny is when I went in there, she goes, let me see what you go. What's your name? And we gave her the name, and she looks up the bill, and she was sitting down close to the computer. When she saw my bill, she backed up in the chair.
Yeah, that's
whoa.
Right. I can't believe it.
She goes, that's about the highest I ever seen.
Unbelievable.
I go,
unbelievable.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. So I got a little laugh at that. He goes, all the people that come in here, you're the highest.
But you just lose the show. You're just doing it to the whole house, or you lost all your shows, like from your bedroom and everywhere else. Like,
I had to give up. I can't worry about the shows.
You lost both
rooms,
or just the both rooms? Okay, because that just goes. You can watch one show, but now at least you can take 3 or 4 shows. I think and watch. I don't know. I think you got more memory on this thing. I think.
In the tape 4 and watch 1, and you have to record out here, and I didn't get the little square thing, but whatever you record out here, you can watch in the room. So it's a little better, but I don't care about the shows. I had to cut this bill down.
But you can always go on demand and watch those shows. I mean, maybe you can't fast forward on some of them, but you can watch any show you want on demand by going, you know, and you can catch up on everything.
Yeah, and hopefully one day it'll come on Netflix or something, I can watch the season that I missed, you know.
My thing is lowering the bill. So, I mean, I had a thing within the, I think I told you last week or 2 weeks ago, the lady got so annoyed that she just, like, hung up on me, but goes, hold on, and I just hung up. I mean, the customer service, but terrible, but the techs are good. And when you go down to the office in Cape Coral or whatever, I find them very helpful over there, too. Take time out of your day, but to me, less stress.
Oh, yes. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can help you. Just let me know what channels you want. I don't need all this crap. Just give me these channels here, you know what I mean? And, you know, I don't need all those freaking movies. I don't even watch those movies, you know what I mean, the movie channels.
You do. I know. I'm with you. So once you learn how to do it, and I come over, I'll watch it. I think I'm going to switch over, too, because it can lower my bill as well. So, well, okay, well, that's a half and half story. You got a little Comcast, so. All right, brother, let's get some numbers. 619-393-6728. Hit the one button if you want to get in the show. You're listening to the two Gs. All right, brother. Sports teams, the Mets and Yankees have been, you know, I'm torn with this team. I still think Collins is terrible with the Mets, but, you know, I got to root for them. But you're talking about the Mets. This is still August and September. But the Yankees, I know you are Yankee fans, and I know a lot of them. We're panicking, and they're giving up. And if you I read the newspaper, and there's a two big games. Yesterday, I can't stand it. The only thing I didn't like was Carlos Beltran. Anybody else would have hit that home, I would have been happy. Can't stand him. But you won two games, but the sky was falling, brother.
First of all, the sky wasn't falling, you know. You know, these sports guys, you know, they always jump on the bandwagon when things are going good. Instead of just saying, Toronto's hot right now, they got the little momentum, but you still got 50 games to go. Let's see what happens, you know what I mean? No, right away, they're the greatest team since the 1927 Yankees, blah, 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 blah. You know, in baseball, you know, it's tough, but you know, in baseball, you have peaks and valleys. You're going to win, you're going to lose, you're going to win, you're going to lose. You're going to have all these things going on. And that's why it's 162 games, and the only time you really should worry about it is come September and see if either you're out of it or you're in it. That's about time, you know. I knew that eventually, you know, they won 11 games. Yankees still had less losses than they did. And you still got 13 games. You see what it falls, you know what I mean? But, you know, everybody's panicking. And it's crazy in baseball. So, but now the Yankees got back the two games that they lost last week with Detroit. So if they win tomorrow, they'll sweep them in Toronto, and it just will be reversed. You know what I mean? You got to let these things play out. You can't be crazy. You got to be calm, like me, very calm. You know, when I watch my sports teams, you know me. I'm a very calm guy. So that's what I was. I'm very calm. Just play out. And Beltran this week is my favorite player. And next week, you know, somebody else might come through.
I wouldn't say, brother, but I wouldn't say that you were calm because last week you were frustrated. But the difference between being aggravated with your team, you know, and get a little and giving up on the team, it's a bit different. A lot of people, Yankee fans, who are giving up on the team. You don't do that. So you get frustrated with them, you get aggravated with them, but you don't give up on them. That to me is a big difference right there.
Yeah, absolutely right. You do get I never give up on my team. You know that. I always think they're going to win. But you do get aggravated because you know they're a better team than what they're showing. But you also got to realize it's baseball. And Joseph Val, hopefully you have more ups than downs, you know, to make it through a season. Just like the Mets, when they had that 11-game winning streak, it's carrying them over right now to August right now. Because what they did in the season.
No, everyone was on that. But I want to be on the record with this real quick. I'm going to say it again, because even though people say, well, you're not saying anything about the Mets anymore, I don't care. Unless they win the World Series, then I can say about that. I want Collins out of there. I think probably back me better. But Mets are doing okay, you know, but it's still August and September.
No. The Mets make the playoffs. He did a hell of a job, manager of the year. You can't expect them. You got to expect the league playoffs. You got to go through that first. They win the World Series, it'd be icing on the cake. But making the playoffs, winning the division, and making the playoffs, that's a huge.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. I still would get rid of them, but I understand why people would not. Okay. Preseason football. I don't know what it is, brother. It's only preseason. But I don't know what it is with the Giants. It's like everybody – I don't know where to go with preseason football. I wanted to talk about that Geno Smith real quick. Because, you know, everyone got off to that guy, and he sucked a punch. Geno Smith broke his jaw. Again, that's not the right thing to do. I'm not condoning that. But we don't know what was going on in there. And there's more and more coming out about this thing. where Geno Smith didn't get to go to the guy's, I guess he had a camp, and Geno didn't go, and he owed him $600. And a lot of people in the Jets organization in the locker room were saying, you know, he was instigating this guy, he was being smug. Again, I don't condone the violence, but I think there's a different side of this thing, and I think Geno Smith was more, what I'm hearing, I wasn't there, was more to blame in this thing. What's your take on that, what you're hearing?
You're supposed to be the star football player of the Jets. You're supposed to have respect. You're not supposed to be getting in fights. You don't see Manning, Brady, even Eli, all these big-time getting into fights. You're the leader. You're supposed to be the one who's, you know, leading this team. And you do not. And then the words coming out, okay, we weren't there, we don't know, so allegedly, you know.
Right.
But he's wagging the finger like in front of this guy's face.
Yep.
I mean, you know what I mean? You don't do that. It's childish. You don't wave a finger or point a finger or anything in front of a guy's face. You're going to get smacked, and that's exactly what it did, except the smack turned into a broken jaw.
Yep. So, again, we weren't there, but, again, I'm not condoning violence, but, you know, this was building and building and building and building. Geno Smith's making a ton more money than this guy's probably making. You know, pay him the $600 or whatever the case might be. Anyway, moving on. It's like the Giants, it's always the same thing. It's like preseason. The first preseason. And already two things. Offense can't do crap. Everyone jumps on the bandwagon. They can't score, blah, blah, blah. And the second thing, I love Tom Coughlin. Even though I wanted him fired a couple of times, I was wrong. I'll say that. I was wrong. I love Tom Coughlin. When he took over for, what was his name there, Fossil, first thing he made it criticize Fossil, these injuries. This is a mental thing, blah, blah, blah. Under Coughlin, percentage-wise, the injuries are way worse than they were under Fossil. And I'm not blaming Coughlin, but he should have kept his mouth shut when he first came in there. These injuries, constantly, I don't understand it. Is it me with this preseason offense and then this injuries?
Not only what kills me about it is, how come it's all the defensive backs and safeties year after year after year getting hurt? We had four guys that went down the other game. You know what I mean? Four guys. I don't understand why it's always in the backfield, you know, in defensive backs or safeties, they're always getting hurt. There's got to be something to be done about that. You're absolutely right. You should shut your mouth. You're playing football, there's going to be injuries. But it's the same freaking positions all the time.
Yeah, and I agree. Yeah, I'm not blaming Coughlin. Just seems like the Giants, by the way, we're worried about the offense. And there's good reason to it, you know, because a lot of times these Giants, you know, there's expectation. But they're not even picked. I think ESPN has 19, which is good. I mean, they don't respect the Giants, and I don't blame them. When the Giants played regular season, I do not blame them. But it's only preseason, and it's only first game. So but these injuries have got to stop. All right, but we're getting down to the last few minutes, and I'm not going to get a caught off guard this time. I think we're down to about 7 minutes. AGT, how are you enjoying the Murray's Got Talent? Last week, the only thing I disagreed with, I would have kept the gentleman, they're not going to win it, over the girl. If you watch the show, you know what we're talking about. Other than that, I'm pretty happy with the show so far. What's your take, anything on AGT?
Yeah, I agree. When that girl came out singing, she was already voted off. I thought so. And I go, what the hell is she doing back? And then they said it. Me and Debbie says, oh, this is terrible. This girl's she's not going to make it. And then when it ended, I don't know what they, you know, they're drinking the Kool-Aid or what. They're all, this is fantastic. What's so fantastic about it? You know, it wasn't, with all those other singers on that, especially the bald-headed guy and that girl at the end who did the California Dreamer song, just enough singers I need. Those two are fantastic. You know, you're absolutely right. Those little kids have a little more talent than that. Shake my bum bum, whatever it is. Shake my bum bum.
Yeah.
What is it? Shake your bum bum.
Whatever that song is. Shake your boom boom. I think that's what the song was. I turned it off, but to be honest with you, midway through I fast forwarded. But let me say this too: if you look at the percentage of the voters, the woman, the girl, rightly so, is way ahead. The gentleman, had a nice little size lead on the girl. So you're leaving it to the judges. I think those kids got more votes, I think, than the girl did. But again, they're not going to win it. But I just disagree with that.
Once again, this is America's Got Talent. Could you sing in American, please? So when I'm sitting on my TV, I can understand what the hell you're singing. Okay? please, because these people go on these shows, and it's America's Got Talent. You know, you want to speak Spanish, go on to Spanish. Got Talent.
Yeah,
but please,
great.
I want to, you know, you're singing songs I don't even know what the hell you're singing about.
I agree. I could not agree with you more on that one, 100% with that. So, all right, just a quick reminder here, because we're going to be off. We'll be back in September, but a quick reminder. Don't forget, Sinister 2 comes out this next Friday. Now, I'm going to watch Sinister 1 again. I have it on my DVR. I'm going to watch it again. But I know both of us are real excited about Sinister 2 coming out next Friday. So I want to give I know you want to give a shout-out to that movie. It's fantastic, the first one.
Stop it right there. That was a horrible movie. I don't know who's asking for Sinister 2. They probably have to up the game because that first one was terrible. I mean, there was nothing going on. It was just a story about some guy who would take kids. I mean, y'all even seen them. You know, it's just a very terrible. And then they make a Sinister 2. So I don't know who's yearning for this Sinister 2, but it's not going to do good. It's going to go straight. It's not going to do good. It's going to go. It's going to be a DVD movie real quick.
I'm excited about it. Very few movies I go the first night it opens. I will go to that one there. I can't wait. Moving along here, brother. Couple of shows real quick. Big Brother.
Hey, can I say something real quick? You don't watch the show.
Yeah.
Anybody watch? Turn off. Real quick on the strain. You know, it's about some like a virus going around in New York, in Brooklyn, in New York City. You know, and these creatures come at night and they shoot these things out of their mouths and they suck blood out of you. You know, I don't want to get really into it. But these creatures are all over the city, and there's people opening up their stores, restaurants, people in there eating. I mean, it's sometimes these things get so ridiculous. You know, it's based on a cartoon by Guillermo del Toro. But you got these things wrapping around the city, and you only got like a few people who are going after them to kill them all. I mean, it's just... You know, I'm enjoying it. I mean, it's a good show, but sometimes it's just totally ridiculous. Even though I know vampires shooting is ridiculous, but just the premise sometimes makes it thing. Anyway,
that's okay. The last few minutes here, we're going to talk Big Brother. We'll do that next week. But there's another show that's out there that I can't stand. A friend of mine likes it. The Whisperers. To keep leaving the kids alone. That show has run its course to me. But Scream, I'm happy to say that it's only going to be one season, and I cannot guess who it is. I wanted to talk about that, who you think it is. But I'm enjoying
it. Last episode was fantastic.
Yeah, I still think it's the cop and the son. I think that's who the two people are in this thing. That's my prediction. We're getting down to that. That's my prediction, brother. The cop and the son, the one who's dating the girl. Any guess?
So, I guess that's not the one.
There's
very few people in the show.
Yeah,
well,
so who is it?
You know what I mean? There's very few people who are actually in this show.
So who is it?
You do have a narrow thing. And, I mean, the obvious choice would be those two. I mean, you know, the obvious would be the cop. And
90 seconds. All right, brother, we'll talk more about that. 90 seconds. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Final thoughts, brother.
All right, thanks to everybody listening. We're glad, our big brother here, he came down. Hopefully we get to see him this week. So anyway, anybody listening around the world in computes, on the beds, whatever you're listening to, this show, we appreciate it. And adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take care, easy.
Yes, thanks for listening, folks. If you're on demand, share the news. Tell people about the show. We'll be back in the first week of September. We'll be back better than ever. So follow us there, listen, and so for Gigi, this is NG. Good night, America.
Happy birthday, guys, so.
About the women, the booze that I've been drinking, days that I've been spinning, something is missing from my experience.